This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
While my car was getting hit this week, and while Doran Dickerson threw out his back, and while Callis lived his everyday life, two of our really good friends got to live lifelong dreams. Neil Walker was supposed to be on with us on Monday, as he is every Monday. He couldn't be with us because he was golfing Pebble Beach for the first time, which is a bucket list thing for him. And then Malzy golfed Oakmont. Do you have anything in your life? I mean, you played in the NFL, All-American in college. Is there any sports bucket list thing that you still want to get done?
Sports bucket list? Maybe sit on courtside out of the Laker game or a Knick game.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, maybe that. I mean, you've never been to an NBA game, right?
I haven't.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
I'm 33. What am I doing with my life?
Cleveland's only 2 hours away. I mean, go to a Cleveland Cavs game next year.
Let's do it. Let's do a trip.
Yes.
Let's see if Lima and the other guy will put us up. What's his name? Carmen. Yeah.
I've been to probably 5 or 6 Cavs game in my life. I mean, and
was Bron there?
Bron was there at one point, but even whenever LeBron wasn't there, I mean, they are still lit. I mean, they're so much fun. You're right there on the court. But it, for me, if I had a bucket list, it wouldn't be football because,
you done it.
Yeah. So it would probably be, or maybe a Dodgers game.
Yankee That's game. A great one.
Dodgers game, be out in L.A., maybe hit them both, actually. My perfect weekend, if I could take a vacation and pick two sporting events to go to, it would be a Dodgers game and a Laker game in one weekend in L.A.
That'd be sick.
I would love to do that.
Staples Center, yes. Sit next to Jack Nicklaus.
Yes.
Go to Chavez Nicholson. Ravine.
Nicholson.
Whatever.
Yep.
There's my first of the day.
There's one.
We need to keep a running tally. We're going to do that. We're going to bring a whiteboard in here, and we'll count my flubs.
So we have to put it at a point where, like, if you exceed, you have to do something. So, like, we'll do it throughout the week. If you cross, like, the 13 threshold mark, then you have to do something.
I like this. I like that bit.
Because you usually do 3 a day.
I thought you were going to say 30, which I think yesterday I got 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a high day. I think going out to Chavez Ravine would be awesome. The Yankee game doesn't do it for me anymore because of new Yankee Stadium, though I heard that's awesome.
It is, and we were just there for Pitt.
Yeah.
It's tremendous there.
I know, but I missed out never going to old Yankee Stadium, and Monument Park there would have hit different. Just knowing that Babe Ruth swung a bat there, that Mickey Mantle swung a bat there.
Right.
There's just something about that, and I missed out. I've been to Fenway. I've been to Wrigley. I would love to get out to a game at Chavez Ravine.
Well, I mean, it was cool, even though it was new Yankee Stadium, to walk through the locker room of where the Yankees are and, just the press box. And, I was going to steal some old programs that were in the press box that were in the announcing booth. Like, there were some old programs, like, stacked behind it. And I was like, man, I should take one for my kids. And they had, like, little bobbleheads of, like, old players.
You should have taken one.
I know.
What are they going to do to you?
I know. I was thinking about it.
Do you know who I am? Give me this. What are they going to say? Callis, is there anything you haven't done that you want to do, sports bucket list-wise?
You mean, like, playing or just
whatever.
As a fan?
Choose your own adventure.
I would love to take batting practice or throw out a first pitch at a major league park. In particular, PNC Park, since it's right here.
I feel like we can make the first pitch thing happen at some point.
Probably batting practice, too.
Batting practice would be cool, man.
Yeah,
you think you could hit
that
one out?
No.
You could.
Yeah, I want to do that. I asked Neil. He said he can make it happen.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You think they'd let me drop a few bunts down?
I think all three of us should push that forward.
All right, Neil's coming on tomorrow after his Pebble Beach excursion. I'm going to put him on the spot on the air. You think you can get us on the field for batting practice? Even if it's not before a game or something.
Right.
I'm sure,
just anytime.
Yeah. I'm sure Neil's like Baker Mayfield was in those commercials. They probably give him the keys to PNC Park. Just come on down.
Well, you know Bostic played Pebble Beach too.
Really?
Yeah. That's a bucket list of mine as well.
Pebble Beach would be awesome. I'm not good enough at golf, though, to where I would be self-conscious the whole time. Mm-hmm. I'd love to go and tour it or go to Augusta and tour it, but I... playing would just be bad. I'd shoot 250.
Yeah.
At Oakmont, I'd shoot 350.
Yes.
I mean, for real. For real. Like, no mulligans, any. I would shoot 350. I would love to get out to the Rose Bowl. Like, that would be mine. Mm-hmm. Now, based on conference affiliation, the only way West Virginia would get in there would be for a playoff game. So that's probably never happening. But just to go and go to the Rose Bowl, doesn't really matter who's playing, and just take it all in.
Outside of Old Yankee Stadium, what's a venue that you would have loved to have gone to? And it doesn't have to be sports-wise, but a venue you would love to have gone to that's not around anymore.
Good question.
Yeah, like whenever I think of, well, I was just thinking of like even Pitt Stadium. Like, I would love to have played a game there.
Yeah.
I would love to have. I went to the last Pitt game against Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the absolute last game. But I was in fifth grade. So, like, I mean, I don't get to cherish that moment. But I would have loved to have, like, caught a touchdown at Pitt Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been mine.
You can't at that age fully grasp the gravity of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the last game I went to at Mellon Arena, I did because I was. Mm-hmm.
You were a senior in high school.
Yeah. Thereabouts, yeah. So I did appreciate the gravity of that. I would have loved to go to, I mean, just Forbes Field.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember games at Three Rivers, and you'd sit in the upper deck, and it was like little dots running around the bases.
Mm-hmm.
But the atmosphere there for baseball in particular was so good whenever they were actually cooking. And like the freak show of the late 90s, 1997.